Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
It's all the fours, 44. I mean, bingo has become, it's a kind of tradition, isn't it? And do you support the bingo halls protest? Now, let me explain what it's all about. Bingo halls could be forced to close if the new gambling legislation capping prize money leads to a drop-off in footfall. And bingo operators have warned ahead of the protest outside Leinster House today. The legislation planned to modernise gambling laws due to come before the Dáil next Wednesday would put a cap of prize money of 50% of the bingo hall's takings on the night, and a sharp drop from the current present rates or prize rates of 75 to 85%. Now, Emma Lavelle, head of the operations at Jackpots, one of the largest bingo operators in Dublin, said the proposed legislation has created total uncertainty in the industry. In other words, what she's saying essentially is the industry, it wouldn't be worth operating. You won't make any money out of it, so it just wouldn't be worth doing. And Ms. Lavelle claimed it would lead to bingo halls closing down, as there is no way we'd be able to operate in that type of structure. And the company runs bingo halls in Whitehall, Cabra, Talla, Crumlin. And Ms. Lavelle said people who would stop coming to the bingo halls if the prize rate was dropped to 50% under the proposed gaming lotteries bill 2019, currently making its way through the Oireachtas as we speak. She said customers have already told them that they won't be coming if those are the prices. And groups from the Save Our Bingo campaign are holding a rally outside Leinster House today. Ms. Lavelle said the approximately 85 staff who work in Jackpots were worried about their jobs and positions amid uncertainty over the effects of the planned changes. And the Department of Justice spokesperson, Minister David Staunton, who has responsibility for gambling policy, had extensive contact with bingo operators. He said that in the course of the preparation for the 2019 bill, concerns arose with the seemingly minimal amounts returned to the lottery licence holder, who must be a charitable cause, by bingo operators acting as agents. And this situation has informed the proposed new payment matrix of a maximum of 50% of the proceeds to prizes, a maximum of 25% to the charity, and a maximum of 25% to expenses incurred. In other words, those who actually operate the lottery system. And this new payment matrix represents a progressive measure that ensures that charities receive a fair share from the bingo operators and is both balanced and sustainable. And I kind of understand the point that he's making. There's no point pretending that you're a charity bingo when you're not actually really giving anything to the charity. Now, Naomi Riley said she was 12 for the first time she went to bingo with her mother, and she's been playing in North Dublin Whitehall Club for 30 years. She will be on the line. I'm going to speak to her in a second. Before I talk to Naomi, I want to ask you your thoughts on this particular protest. For many people protesting today, bingo is the one social outlet that they have. You know, and they will miss it, there's no doubt about it. Particularly, I suppose, older people. A lot of older people play bingo, particularly older women, for some reason. Men don't seem to be so attracted to it, but there are men that do play it. Others, however, believe that we need to curtail gambling in this country, and if that means bingo needs to take a hit, well and good. So I want to know what you think. Do you think bingo halls are being unfairly targeted? I'm sure you've been listening to it all over the news this morning with the Save Our Bingo protests. And Naomi Riley is a spokesperson for the Save Our Bingo campaign, and she's on the line. And Naomi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing? Naomi, are you a regular bingo player? Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I go twice a week.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing it on and off for about the last 30 years.
Okay. Naomi, you don't sound that old.
I am.
I would have put you in your 20s. You sound like you're in your 20s there.
Thank you so much.
Don't mention it. It's good. You'll have a good day now. And so will I. Okay, Naomi.
You made my day.
But I think the concern the minister has is that, you know, that there is operators out there, not them all, obviously, that claim that the money is going to charity, or some of it, a percentage, is going to charity, but unfortunately not a big enough percentage goes to charity. And that's the way they operate, you know, under the gambling legislation, that a certain proportion must go to charity. And all he's saying is, look, you must give 25% to charity, you must allow 25% to operate it, so 50% of the proceeds can only go on prizes.
Yeah. I can understand, but what they're trying to get at is that bingo is a gambling. Bingo to us is not gambling. It's a way for us to go out and socialise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they put 25% for charities, yeah, that's fine. Like, but mm-hmm. Why, for something that's been going on for generations, do they have to interfere with it?
I mean, what you're saying to me is it's not, to you, it's not so much gambling, it's more like a tradition, an Irish tradition,
and
it is.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's a tradition as well that lately a lot of people have kind of stopped going to bingo. And this is actually, when this new law is passed, which more than likely will be passed, it's going to make it harder on people because they're not now paying the same price for half the amount of payment. Mm-hmm. People won't go. You know,
yeah, because it won't be viable. You know, you're not going to want to pay that much in. No,
no, no. You know,
and I'm just curious because I wouldn't have a clue about bingo. So when you go to Whitehall, do you?
I go to Whitehall.
Okay,
yeah,
there's a big one there. Yeah, I know the one beside the Chipper there. It's an old cinema.
Yeah,
yeah. And what's the name of that? What's the name of that bingo hall? What do they call it? Just Whitehall Bingo, is it?
I call it Whitehall Bingo.
Yeah, there's the McCushla is the one in the North Strand.
It's jackpot bingo.
Right, okay. Yeah. And how much do you pay then to go in?
Every night is different prices. So I come on a Friday and a Sunday. So the likes of Sunday night, I pay €17, and that's for a double book.
Right.
And a double book on a Sunday night is free.
Okay, and would it be busy?
There'd be fair amount of people, not like there used to be a few years ago, but yeah, there's still a fair amount of people.
And what would the top prize be? What's the top prize?
Basically, you play, the books would be, like a line would be 30, two lines for 30, and a full house would be 100.
Right.
So, like, you'd have 10 pages in your book. So right. You play for that, but as I said, on Sunday night your book is free.
Right. Okay.
So.
And how long do you get out of that? Would you get 2 hours out of it? Is it 2 hours really?
3.5 hours.
Three and a half hours. Jesus.
About 7 o'clock, and I leave here at 10:30.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, but some people like it and enjoy it.
I love my bingo. I don't like pubs. I'm not a drinker, so I couldn't. There's no way could I sit in a pub and put €60 behind a counter drinking alcohol.
And it's different to other types of gambling in the respect, you know, you're in a hall for 3.5 hours. They're providing some level of entertainment for you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so it's not
chatting.
Yeah, and it's a social outlet. And I can understand it. So what was the reaction today? How many people turned up today at the protest?
There was a good few people that turned up. We're only after actually arriving back now on the coach.
Right.
To Whitehall. The other coaches have all gone back to their clubs as well. So there was a good enough turnout there today.
Did the minister come out, David Staunton? Did he come out?
No.
Did you get to talk to anybody while you were there?
We had one of the guys calling the bingo. Oh my God, I can't think of his name. He was there calling the bingo. Really nice country guy. And that was brilliant.
Was he a TD? A TD, was it? Probably Matty McGrath or somebody, was it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It was a great little crack. And we do a good bit of fun, but that's what bingo's about.
Yeah.
It's about having fun. It's about seeing each other, socialising. And like without that, a lot of people won't have anywhere else to go. Like as I say, this is my outlet twice a week.
So what are you going to do if it's a case that it's not viable for jackpots to run it? Huh?
Stuck at home again.
Sitting at home doing nothing.
Sitting at home doing nothing. And, it's a good release for me to be able to get out and socialise. Not just for mental as well, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the text. No less says in the text here, I'm a regular bingo player. Now the government wants to tell me how I can spend my earnings after I paid all my taxes. If our winnings are curtailed, it's taxed by another name. And she's not happy about it, obviously, no less.
Yeah. No, none of us are happy about it. And plus, you've got to realise there's a lot of elderly people that go to the bingo that would have loved to be in there today to protest. But because they're elderly, they can't get in there. They're not able.
Of course,
it's too cold. Yeah. You've other women that would be there that have children. And I mean, when you're rearing children at home in the house, oh my God, the last thing you need is to get out of the evening, meet your friends, and just to, you know, relax. And
will there be many men at it, Naomi? Is there many men at the bingo?
There's a good few men that come now, yes.
Yeah.
There is a good few men.
It would be primarily women, would it?
Mostly women.
Yeah.
Mostly women. mostly women.
And of your own age group, in and around your own age group and upwards, would there be many young women?
Yes, there is. There is a good few young women and young men.
Yeah.
That come and play the bingo as well.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's for all ages from 18
See, I do
upwards.
Understand the point the minister's making, but I think maybe he's been a bit hard line on this, you know. I do understand the point he's making that, you know, if you're claiming that it's for charity, well, then a reasonable percentage should have to go to the charity. I understand that.
Yeah.
And then you have to allow a percentage for the operator to run it, and that's obvious because people don't work for free. And then you're kind of guaranteeing a maximum of 50% of the proceeds of a prize, but that's not going to make financial sense for an operator, is it?
No, definitely not. And not only that, I mean, the lack of people then coming to the bingo, jobs are going to be lost as well across the board. So,
yeah, well, Jackpots have already said they have 85 staff who are now worried about their positions, you know.
You know.
So I can understand that. Well, look, Naomi, I wish you well. What are you going to do if you know, the minister's not willing to change his mind? What's the next step for the protesters?
Keep protesting, keep trying to get things sorted, like, you know.
Okay, get it out there on social media, et cetera, et cetera.
Get it out there. Yeah. You know, we have it covered on social media. We still need people to kind of get in touch with the local TDs, to sign all the petitions that we have up on social media.
Okay, you know. And have you got a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. It is basically called Save Our Bingo.
Save Our Bingo. All right, okay.
Well, Save Our Bingo.
If people want to go on there and join and give you support, they're quite welcome to do that. Thank you very much indeed, Naomi Riley. Now, let me... Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Let me go to Peter. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. Hey, Peter. Oh, Peter, you there? Oh, for some reason I seem to have lost Peter. Oh, maybe that's... Sorry, Peter, I do apologise. I seem to have lost you there for a second. Go ahead, Peter. Somebody was pressing buttons here that they shouldn't be pressing. What?
Yeah, no, I think it's a joke.
Do you go to bingo?
When I was a child, I remember going to bingo with my mother.
Years ago.
And always around Christmas, there was all the buzz around the bingo.
The hamper.
They won that tin of biscuits or a hamper or something like that.
A tin of USA biscuits. But I suppose what the point the minister's trying to make is that if you've got a hall full of people paying 17 or 18 quid and, you know, you're not... Because obviously it comes under gambling laws, lottery laws, which means a certain amount must be given to charity. They're claiming that it's being given to charity. Well, maybe the charities are just not receiving anything or very much.
But, like, it's not only that. It's about, like, they're saying about gambling as well, like, what's, like, an old woman or a granny going to do? Buy two extra books and get strung out on bingo, like?
Well, it is gambling, per se. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's different to, say, buying a lottery ticket or betting it on a horse, because at least you're getting a few hours' entertainment out of it. Do you know what I mean? So
exactly. And that's what it is to people. It's entertainment. It's there's a lot of old people in old folks' homes that'll sit around playing it, and there's people that go out every weekend. It's like religion.
I don't think I've ever been to bingo in my life.
You want to get out and start enjoying life now?
Legs 11! Two fat ladies! What else is there?
That's not politically correct now. You have to say two fat gender equalities.
You have to say two obese horizontally challenged, you can't say ladies, gender neutral people.
Yeah. And then I used to call bingo for the charity about, let's say, a good 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And all it was, like, was for prizes, for spot prizes. It wasn't financial. It was like, you bought a book for a fiver, you won your washing powder or for the week or something like that. Like, and to go after bingo, like, come on.
It does seem a bit much now, isn't it? Because realistically, look, bingo halls are already under enough pressure because obviously it's a dying tradition in some sense, because the people who go to it, the older generation who've been playing it for many years, it's not as busy as it would have been probably 20 or 30 years ago. And, you know, it's something that's starting to slowly dwindle away. And it does seem to be unfair to have a pot, you know, have a shot at it, I suppose.
They're killing all our traditions, Niall. It's like every week something else is being killed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's whoever's bringing all this stuff up needs to be lined up against a wall and shot. Because
well, I don't recommend we start executing people.
Obviously. The amount of women that, like, wait the whole week to go to bingo, sit down with their friends, have a cup of tea, have a laugh, and have a laugh at the fella calling out the numbers. It's all they look forward to all week, like some of them.
Well, I would agree with you, by the way, just to mention as well, Naomi mentioned she was talking to a country politician. It turns out it was Michael Healy-Ray she was actually speaking to. There's a surprise. Lisa, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Do you play bingo?
No.
All right, okay. Is this a bad thing then? Because people are concerned about gambling, I suppose.
Yeah, and it can be conflicting. I suppose when that other caller was saying that it's old people that go and that's their social night out, that's fine. But when you have a gambler or somebody in addiction to gambling that will go every night or every time a bingo is on.
You wouldn't be able to spend that much in bingo. If you're talking about a serious gambler...
He's not going to go to bingo, yeah.
And they're going to bookmakers. Bingo won't have enough money for a gambling addict.
Yeah, I would kind of agree, Lisa. If you've a gambling addiction or problem, you're probably not going to go to a bingo hall. It's too much time spent for too little money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you go to every bingo that's on trying to gamble...
Yeah, but
I've never gone to bingo.
It's she said €17 for a book with the place she goes to. That's for two books, I think she said, yeah. €17.
And then you have to be fast when your man's calling out the numbers to mark them. I don't know how some of these grannies do it.
I know, I've seen them with like 5 and 6 books in front of them.
Yeah, and they're whacking the pins out. Smoke coming out of the pens.
And cigarettes in their mouth while they're doing it as well. Yeah, I mean, look, Lisa, I think it's a bit of a cheap shot, to be honest, which I don't see anybody being harmed by bingo. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, but I mean, the people who play bingo, they're not serious addicts.
I understand that.
They're only addicted to bingo.
And I always thought it was just for women. That was a night out and socialising.
Yeah, but it is mainly just women that play it, yeah. I don't know what it is.
But I'm sure that the law has to be for the masses, not just for...
Yeah.
And if it comes under the law that it's a gambling place, it has to be for the masses, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, it does come under. See, the problem is, Peter, is that the law is a blunt instrument, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the law states that you cannot pay more than 50%, a maximum of 50% proceeds to prizes. Now, that is not just for bingo, by the way, that would go for anything that comes under the Act, you know, under the Lottery Licence Holder Act, all right? And that you must give 25% charity. So that would be the same, say, for the National Lottery and all the other lotteries
and
that
casinos.
Are... Casinos, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
So it just so happens that bingo comes under that you have to have a licence for bingo, Peter. So, you know what I mean?
It has to be some sort of
form of gambling.
It can be kept on the side.
Unless you... See, the only way out of that is to make separate legislation for bingo and then you have to define what is bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's calling out a couple of numbers on a night where a load of women get together, have their few cups of tea, cigarettes, and you go home happy if you've a box of biscuits or up there checking on the line. That's all it is.
It's a bit of fun. You make it sound very simple.
Yeah.
It is, though. That's how simple it is. I can't stand the way people are trying to take away traditions in this country that have been there for years and years. I know not a lot of young people are probably playing bingo, and that shows you that it's not attractive to people that have gambling addictions, because young people have gambling addictions. Men have gambling addictions. You won't see many men in a bingo hall. And they're not going to go to these places. There should be something like some sort of a community, you know, grant or something that they can separate bingo from the lottery, whatever loans they're getting.
Yeah, I'm looking here. People are saying, people are mentioning bingo. Now, I don't know anything about this. Bingo Loco. On texts, right? It's a new craze, I believe, for younger people, which is basically a bingo rave. Is that like Aiden? In nightclubs, yeah.
Whacking EL of American numbers.
Yeah.
All the decision and everything.
All the Fours, 44, here's a great new tune. I'm looking at a video here of Bingo Loco, and there's a DJ on the stage. Everyone looks like they're off their box, but dancing around, and they're marking bingo sheets as they're dancing.
Is the smoke
coming off the stage. Okay, let me go to Joanna as well, because... Joanna, would you have a problem? You drive the bus to the bingo, do you?
Yes, I drop them from all around Finglas over to the Cabra Grand.
Right, and what's it called again, the Cabra?
Cabra Grand.
Oh, the Cabra Grand, okay. Because most of these were old hotels or old cinemas years ago, these bingo halls. Yeah. And so what's the entrance fee there? How much do they pay? Do you know?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't think they pay an entrance fee. I think they just buy their books when they go in. And the new thing now is the iPads. They're called boards.
Right. So oh, they get very technological. Right, very technological nowadays,
Know people technology as well. It's a learning thing as well.
It's inclusive.
Yeah, it sounds very inclusive, yeah. An 80-year-old with her iPad. So,
be on Facebook next, see? It's getting better.
Yeah, so Joanne, I mean, is this a bad thing? It is. It's kind of an attack on older people, really, isn't it?
It's horrible, especially for, like, people. This is one of the women on the bus, you can't really get out otherwise, other than the bingo.
Right, okay.
And like that, no children, never married. It's all she has.
And do you think there's people that have a problem with bingo? I mean, when I say a problem, like it's an addiction of some sort, or they're spending every bean they have.
No, I don't. I don't believe so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a few bob out of the pension, you know.
Yeah, because even if you went every night of the week, you still couldn't manage to spend that much money.
Well, look, it is expensive. It depends on how many books you buy and how much the boards are and that kind of thing. But it's more like you can't watch the television now. There's a program targeting women, bingo this, jackpot. Like it drives me nuts the amount of bingo ads that are on the telly.
Yeah.
The English bingo ads.
Yeah, the advertising now. That's one thing something should be done about.
This is the online gambling. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's saying, there's one of them now that says you won't be penalised if you take your winnings.
Yeah.
Right away. You know what I mean? It's all about re-entering your winnings and spending it again and
reinvesting.
That's gambling addiction.
Yeah, I'm a devil for that. I do the lottery online every now and again, right? And when I do win, which is usually only about a fiver, and I've paid €12 to win the fiver, I'll reinvest it again the following Tuesday or Friday. So I've never actually really won anything.
No, well, that's small fry. You know what I mean? That's a small amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, that the whole lotto app, that's a bit worrying as well. You spend hundreds on that.
Yeah, the lotto is probably worse than bingo for people.
Yes, definitely.
Exactly, because it's not cash that you're handing over. It's a button you're pressing.
Yeah,
you don't
see it. Yeah, you don't see it leaving your pocket.
Yeah, the
until the
money
you get
that
statement in. Yeah. So, and would the bus be full?
Yeah, the bus has been cut back because it kind of went through a bit of a lull there for a while.
Right, okay.
But the night that the bus is on now, it's packed.
And would it be mainly older women?
All older women. No men on the bus at all.
Oh,
and these women as well, they're not... Years ago, it would have been, get back to the pub for last orders. There's none of that there. From the house to the bingo hall, from the bingo hall
again. Back to the house again.
Yeah. There's no drinking. None of them drink.
Right. And would it be smoking their brains out outside the bingo hall?
Not that I see. I'm there a good while.
Because I just have this image, you know, of bingo. You know what I mean? It's probably a very old image.
You see them all vaping outside now.
Oh, vaping. Oh, yeah. So nowadays they're iPads and they're vaping, right?
There you go. It's educational.
Yes. They're starting to diversify. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And what would you say to the minister, you know, if he was listening, I mean, in relation to this legislation? You believe that he should look at bingo per se separately?
Online bingo, online gambling, that's what they need to look at. Leave the ladies alone with their bingo.
Leave the ladies alone.
Yeah.
And the minister one day might end up in a nursing home playing bingo, so if I was him, he wouldn't go to bingo.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
See, it's something that never really has appealed to me. I don't know why, I kind of never really thought about it.
They try to get me to go in with them, because, you know, it means that they can hang around afterwards, which I don't let them do. Come on,
right.
On the bus. It's a school night, get on.
Yeah. It's like looking after a bunch of kids, is it?
Yeah, it can be. But I did go once or twice before, and when I did it, I really enjoyed it.
Right, I wouldn't. See, no, I wouldn't be quick enough. I remember we had a little bingo set one Christmas when I was a kid. My father bought me a little bingo set, right? And, you know, and you got the little cards and the little wheel, you know, the little drum. And we used to play it in the house, my mum and myself, my brother and sister. But I was never quick enough. You know, where you have to keep looking at the book and you're going, oh, hold on. I can imagine doing that now. Some of these women would have 5 or 6 books.
And don't quote me, but I think those iPads, the reason behind that is that if you're not quick enough to mark it, it does it for you, but it won't let you miss a win.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So it's watching all the lines for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to that, so. Boy, I'm stopped down because I couldn't make a difference anymore.
All right, listen, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Peter and Joanne and everybody else. It seems a lot of people are against the minister in relation to this. And one of the comments online as well on WhatsApp at 087-188-0008.
Noel, my sister goes to bingo and spends up to 70 quid a night in the bingo. My wife went one night, I gave her 20 to go, and I got home, I owed my sister 50. Crazy money. Jerry.
Jerry. You gave her 20, Jerry. That was nice of you, wasn't it, to give her 20? Jesus, fair play to Michael Healy-Ray. I see him outside the Doll there, and he's calling out the numbers for the bingo as we speak. Yeah, there he is. Listen to him. 77. Yeah, there you go. Good old Michael Healy-Ray. And by the way, I see Joan Burton in the thick of the protest. Jeepers and all the women all around Joan Burton, like she's their best friend. Eating bread is soon forgotten, isn't it? Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Are the government wrong? And somebody says, no, this is a move by the government to get more people to play online to support the online sites. It will cause more isolation among our elderly. This government is up for sale to the highest bidder. Their corruption and pandering to vested interests is eye-watering, says Michael. Hi, Niall, I've just won €20 on my local GAA lottery. Are they going to go after that next, says Jason in Cork. Well, yeah, your GAA lottery does come under the gambling legislation. They would have to have a licence. Well, they're meant to anyway. They probably don't all have it. Somebody says, it's just a bit of fun, take a chill pill. Well, it's not a bit of fun for other people out there who genuinely love playing bingo. Let me go to Mary. Mary, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Mary?
Hello.
Hi, Mary, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Your mother plays the bingo.
No, that's me.
That's me. Oh,
that's you? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So who are you?
And I am 76 years of age, right. And I'm a widow.
And are you Mary as well?
I am, yes.
Okay, all right, Mary, okay.
And I'm 20 years a widow.
Right.
And it's the only, I neither drink nor smoke, and it's the only thing I have is to go to bingo to have a chat with the friends and with the neighbours that I see inside and the people. It doesn't matter if you win, it's a bonus.
Yeah.
But you're getting out.
It's a night out for you to socialise, yes.
And it's very enjoyable. I think it's a abuse, like, that they've been trying to cut back in the bingo like that. I think it's... A lot of my friends now are gone. They're dead. They passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, but it's ridiculous, I mean, that they would be coming up with such a thing to stop the bingo.
Yeah, because it is mainly women like yourself that play the bingo, yeah.
Well, it is an abuse upon all people. Do you know what I mean? It's the only thing that they have.
Yeah. And how much would you spend a week, Mary, on the bingo?
Well, I buy a book.
Right.
And I do that, say, twice a week, and that's it.
And how much is that? How much does that cost?
If I win, pays for the following night that I'm going. But if I don't, I will cut down and I will buy a sick book.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just basically to get out of the house.
And you've been doing it for this for how many years now? Have you been
playing?
I am
doing it nearly 30 years.
Good for you, and you'll do it till the day you die if it kills you. And you'll do it till the day you die.
Oh, I wouldn't be alive without doing it. It's the only comfort I have.
Yeah, it does seem to be an attack on older people because they're mainly the ones that play it, Mary. Yeah. And I understand that it's a good social event and a night out for you, and you get to meet your friends and talk to your friends. Probably the only time during the week you get to talk to that many people at one time.
Yeah, because you go crazy. Old people, I mean, when they have no one at home, yes. Mm. My family comes to see me when they can.
Yeah.
But I'm not the only one. There's hundreds of old people there like me too as well. It's the only comfort they have is getting out, meeting people and talking to people.
And have you ever met anybody that you believe is addicted to it or has a problem with it or spends money they don't even have?
No. They're all looking forward to it.
See, that's the impression that we're getting from this legislation, that somehow this must be a big problem in society. I don't believe bingo is a problem
at all. No.
So what will you do, Mary, if the minister does pass this legislation, which looks likely, and the bingo halls all close? What are you going to do?
If the bingo halls close?
Yeah.
You know, I'd wind up in some big house, some mental house, because I go crazy at home.
Well, I'll come and play bingo with you, Mary.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome.
I'll come to your house and read out the numbers for you if that happens. I don't want to see you getting lonely. Well, it is quite sad, and it's unfortunate that they're having to go, but there was good support there.
It is very sad.
Did you go to the protest today? No.
Pardon?
You didn't go to the protest that was outside the government buildings today, no. Right. And where do you play, by the way, Mary? Whereabouts do you play?
Here.
No, I'm County Clare.
You're in County Clare, because I don't know where here is. Sorry.
Yeah, County Clare.
County Clare, all right, okay. Yeah. And what's the name of the bingo hall that you play in?
CY.
All right, okay. And is it busy every week?
Very, very, very busy.
Good.
And nearly all old people.
Yeah.
There is a few on and off young people, but the biggest majority is all old people.
And people
that's gone for years, like, you know, that. You know what I mean? I think it would be an awful shame if it was to try to put a stop to it.
I would completely agree with you. I have to say, and I think the minister should reconsider this legislation, or certainly consider.
They would drive the old people. They would drive the old people to the madhouse.
I think Mary, you're a lot more intelligent than going into some madhouse. Mary, it was lovely talking to you. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mary. Bye. And look, there, Mary sums it all up, right? That's what bingo is all about. It's older people. It's a nice social night out. They might have it once or twice a week. You know, they're not stupid with their money. They'd spend a bit of their pension on the bingo. You know, the PM group that operate it, they're not multimillionaires either. They're not making huge amounts of money. They're making money, don't get me wrong. But these people are getting entertainment out of it. It's not like walking into a bookies, putting money in a horse and walking back out the door again with very little entertainment out of it. And these people are sitting there for 3 hours with books in their hand, marking off numbers. Some fellas up there or some girl reading out the numbers. So they're getting entertainment from it. And then they get to talk to all their friends and have a bit of crack on a Sunday night or a Saturday night or whatever night it happens to be. I think that the minister is not really thinking about this at all. And he needs to sit down with them and talk about how they can, I suppose, somehow in this legislation. And I understand the point of the legislation. I understand in relation to, say, online gambling. And I understand that gambling is a big problem in this country and we need to curtail it. And I understand there has to be rules and regulations around gambling. But I think in this particular instance, when it comes to bingo, it's a different type of form of gambling. You're getting something for it. It's more like entertainment. So I think the minister needs to look at it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.